chapter 10, Perek Asiri, of Hilchos Sefer Torah, the laws pertaining to a Sefer Torah, which actually were called more generally at the beginning of the section, the laws of Tefillin, Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah. But the last few chapters have been dealing exclusively with Sefer Torah. And this, indeed, chapter 10, the Perek Asiri, is the 10th and last chapter of the section, and it is the last Perek dealing with the laws of Sefer Torah. And we begin with Halacha Aleph, Nun Seis Lamad. The conclusion, therefore, is that which we derive, which we learn from all which has been said before, She'esim Devarim, that there are 20 criteria, She'bachalechav Mehem Paisal Sefer Torah, each one of which invalidates a Sefer Torah and makes it possible, unfit for use. V'nasi b'yechad mehem, and if any one of these 20 were violated or done, harehu kechumish min hachumashim, then it is considered as a chumash, just like any other chumash. Shemelandim mehem hatinoikos, which are used for a teaching text for children. Ve'in by kedusha sefer Torah, it does not have the sanctity of a sefer Torah. Ve'in kodim by barabim, and we are not allowed to use it for the public Torah reading. Ve'in uheim, and the following are the 20 criteria. Aleph, im nichtav al er behema tmei, if it was written, number one, if it was written on the skin, on the parchment taken from an unkosher animal. Halacha bay, not halacha, I beg your pardon. The second criteria, bays, shenichtav al er behema tohera she'enu me'ubed, that it was written on the skin indeed of a kosher animal, but it was a skin that was not tanned, not properly prepared. Gimel, the third criterion, shehoyim me'ubed shelo l'shem sefer Torah, that it was tanned, but it was written on the skin of a kosher animal that was tanned, but the tanning was not done with the specific intent of using for sefer Torah in mind. Criterion dalid, shenichtav shelo b'makim k'siva, that it was written on the place which is not the proper place for writing. For example, al hagvil, on the outer skin parchment, b'makim basar, on the side that faces inwards towards the animal. Or v'al haklaf, I beg your pardon, that's gvil is the whole hide parchment. Running too fast there, I beg your indulgence again. Al hagvil, it was written on whole hide parchment, which is actually the parchment which is supposed to be used for Sefer Torah, not the split parchment, but the whole hide. But it was written, the makim basar, on the side of the gvil, of the side of the whole hide parchment that faces inwards, the animal covers its flesh, and not the side that faces outwards towards the hair. The al haklaf, or he wrote it on the outer skin parchment, the klaf, which is the split thin parchment, and it is the outer one, and it was written, b'makim seir, however, it was written on the place, on the side of the outer skin parchment that faces outwards, in other words, that has the side where the hair was, and that's not the proper place for writing. It should be written on the other side. Hey, criteria number five, shenichta miktose al hagvil or miktose al haklaf, that part of it was written on the whole hide parchment, and part of it was written on outer skin parchment. Criteria number six, shenichtav al duchsustus, that it was written on inner skin parchment, which is again when the two layers of skin have been peeled off one from another, the two layers of leather, as I mentioned earlier, the one that is the thicker one that is nearer to the flesh of the animal is called duchsustus, and if the Sefer Torah was written on duchsustus, it is pasul. Zion, criterion seven, shenichtav leisirtut, it was written without the parchment being ruled. Ches, the criterion number eight, shenichtav b'lo shachar ha'oimed, it was written with a kind of ink that is not black and is not permanent, does not last. It's not a black ink that remains, whose writing remains, whose blackness remains. Tes, criterion nine, shenichtav b'shar l'shenis, it was written not in Hebrew but in other languages in translation. Yud, criterion number 10, shekosvei apikoros kiyotzei mishar psulin, that the writer, the sofer, the one who wrote the Sefer Torah, was either a heretic or one of the other individuals who we mentioned earlier who are unfit for writing the Sefer Torah. Yud Aleph, criterion 11, shekosav ha'azkores b'lei kavona, that the names of Hashem, the names of God that are written in the Sefer Torah, were written without a concentration of mind. They were just written without thinking. Yud Beis, criterion 12, shekosav afilo ois achas, that he missed out even one letter. Yud Gimel, criterion 13, shekosav afilo ois achas, that he added even so much as one letter. Yud Dalad, criterion 14, shenoga ois ba'ois, that one letter was allowed to touch another letter. Tezvav, criterion 15, shenifsed atzuras ois achas, that the shape of even one letter was deteriorated or altered ad shalai tikra kol ikir, and so that it could not be read at all. Oy to damala is acheres, or you could confuse it for another letter. Bein beikir aksiva, whether that was done in the actual writing itself. Bein benekev, or whether it was done by a hole, by making a hole in the writing. Bein bekera, or it was done by a tear in the writing. Bein betishtush, or it was done by means of sloppy script, so that the letter was mixed up, the writing was mixed up. Tez Zion, Criterion 16, Shehirchik or Shehikriv ben Ois la Ois, that you made a separation between two letters of one word, or you brought together one letter too close to the next letter, Achateroa Hatevo Kishte Teves, so much so that if, for example, two letters were too far separated within one word, so that one word looks like two words, or shtei teves kateva achas, or the reverse, if there were two words and you forgot to leave a space in between the two words, so that the two words seemed like one, then of course sefer Torah is puzzle, invalid. Yud Zayin, Criterion 17, Sheshino Tsuras Aparshias, that the sofer made a change in the shape of the parshas, of the paragraphs, as we mentioned at great length in the previous chapter. That is to say, he wrote a sussum like for a pasuach, or a pasuach for a sussum. He wrote a closed paragraph, a closed portion, as an open, or an open one as a closed one. Yudches, Criterion 18, Sheshino Tzuras Hashirais, that he made a change in the shape of the two songs, the song of the Red Sea, Shiras Hayom, or the song of Hazinu, Shiras Hazinu, which are written in a special way, and he did not write them in that way, but he changed that way. Yud Tes, Criterion 19, Shekosa Bashar Haksav Kishira, that he wrote another portion, not one of the two songs, but another portion of the Torah, as the songs are written, in the special way that the songs are written. Chav, Criterion 20, Shetofar Hayiriyos Beloy Gidei Tahira, that he sewed up the sections, the section skins that make up the whole Sefer Torah, without not using the sinews of a kosher animal. Bashar Hadvarim, Lemitzvah Loy La'akev. As for the other procedures that I have outlined, says Maimonides, they are for mitzvah, they are to make the commandment of the Sefer Torah perfect and good, but they are not la'akev. They do not invalidate the Sefer Torah if they are not followed. All of this is part of Halacha Aleph, of law number one, these 20 conditions, which change in any one of which invalidates the Sefer Torah. Now we go to Halacha Beis, law number two. Sefer Torah kosher, a kosher Sefer Torah, nohagim by kedusha yisera. We conduct ourselves towards it with a superior level of sanctity, but covered godel and a great respect. But also la other limka Sefer Torah, a person is forbidden, prohibited to sell a Sefer Torah. Afilo ein le mayochal, even if he has nothing to eat. Afilo hoyulo sparim rabim, even if he had many Sefer Torah. Afilo yesh likach by chodosh, even if he is able to buy with the price of the sale of a Sefer Torah to buy a new Sefer Torah. Leyoylam ein merchem Sefer Torah, we are never are permitted to sell a Sefer Torah ela lishnei dvarim, unless for one of two reasons. Sheyir my Torah bedamav, that he will use the money to study Torah, or Shayisa Isha Badanov, or he will marry, he will enter into a matrimonial match with using that money. Of course, that is provided that he has nothing else that he could sell. Even for these two purposes, if he has something else that he could sell, that he's not allowed to sell the Sefer Torah, even for these two cases. Halacha Gimel, law number three, Sefer Torah Shabola, a Sefer Torah which wore out, a Shanipsal, or which became invalidated. We put it into an earthenware pitcher or jug, the kovrim oisai, and we bury it eitzel tamidi chachamim near Torah scholars in the cemetery. Vezuhi gnizasai, and this is the method which is used for its hiding or very difficult to translate the word gniza exactly. Gniza usually means a storage or something which is hidden away. For example, the treasures of a king are called the Ginzei HaMelech and so forth. But in this case, of course, when we're talking about hiding away, we're talking about the final resting place, as it were, of the Sefer Torah. Mitpoches Sfarim, what we call today in Yiddish the mentala, the cover, the velvet cover of the Sefer Torah, Shabalu, which wore out, Oisin Oisim Tachrichim L'meis Mitzvah, we use them to make the shrouds for a person who, an unidentified person who died, and there's no one to take care of that person. Someone comes into a town who's totally unknown to anyone. We know he's Jewish and he passed away. This is called a mace mitzvah. Someone chances upon him. There's no relatives that are known. And this is, it is a great mitzvah to take care of such a, the burial of such a person. And for the shrouds, we use worn out wrappings of a Sefer Torah. The Zuhi Gnizasana, and that is the Gniza, that is the method of hiding or putting to final rest of the coverings of a Sefer Torah. Halacha Dalad, law number 4. Tik Shehukan a Sefer Torah, a case that was prepared for Sefer Torah. Some of you may be familiar with the idea that in the Sephardic congregations, even today, in many synagogues throughout the world, they have a case for the Sefer Torah. In our communities, it's not common, and therefore you may not know what this means, but they have a wooden or sometimes a metal, or silver, or even gold case for Sefer Torah, which the scroll is put in the models that I have seen. They are hinged at the back and open in two halves so that the Sefer Torah can be read. And this is what is meant when he says, tik, a case, shehuchan the Sefer Torah, which was prepared for Sefer Torah, behunach boy, and the Sefer Torah was placed in it, v'chein ha-mitpochais, and similarly the wrappings of a Sefer Torah, v'ha-oroin, and the ark, v'ha-migdol, and the closet, again it would be something like an ark, shemanichim by Sefer Torah, into which we place the Sefer Torah, af apisha ha-sefer b'techa tik, even though the Sefer Torah, which is placed in this ark or in this wrappings, is within its case already. Therefore, you might think that the Sefer Torah does not render these coverings or these boxes as special places use the Sefer Torah, but it is not so. Similarly, a special kind of chair that was prepared to place the Sefer Torah upon it. Possibly, I'm not totally familiar with this, but I would imagine it's something that would be used at the time of the reading of the Torah, when a Sefer Torah is taken out before it is read, or when two Sefer Torah are taken out of the ark. They are already out of the ark, and in our congregations, the custom, of course, is for an individual to sit on a bench on the bima and hold them, but it may well have been the custom to have special case chairs, as it were, and I have seen that in some synagogues, special holders, circular holders, and they wouldn't be described as chair-like objects, but they may have been at one time, which were used to place the Sefer Torah in. And the Hunachal of Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah was placed in it. Hakod, all of these articles that we mentioned, Tashmishe Kedushah, they are known as articles that serve, that are subservient to sanctity, that are, they are, I guess, the subservient may be a bad word because it usually applies to a human being. They are articles that are in use for, on behalf of sanctity. They also, Lazar Kamen, you're not allowed to throw them out. Also, unless they wear out, or when they get broken, then you bury them, you put them away, you hide them. Aval, however, raised platforms that the reader of the congregation stands on, the oichas a sefer and holds a sefer Torah, the halukas or the tablets shekosvim bahem letinait lehislamed, which upon which are written verses of the Torah for the children to learn in school, ein bahem kedusha, they do not have sanctity. V'chein, and similarly, rimonei kesef v'zohav, the pomegranates of silver and gold, ukayotze bahem, or other similar such objects, shoyzen l'sefer Torah l'noi, which are made to decorate a sefer Torah, tashmishe kedusha heim, they are considered as objects to serve sanctity, but also la'itzion l'choil, and you're not allowed to take them out of that status of sanctity and to use them for mundane purposes. Ela imkei mochar oisam, unless you sold them liknos b'damein sefer Torah, to buy with the purchase money a sefer Torah or chumish, or to buy with the purchase money a chumish. If you did that, then the person you sold these objects to can use them for secular purposes. There is, incidentally, a note from the Ravid here about the luchos, the tablets which are used for writing for a child to learn from them. And Ravid says he doesn't like this explanation. And he heard that these tablets are the tablets which the person who says the maftir and the person who says the targum, who translates verse by verse, stands upon them at the time of using. And that one, and he also says that which it says, the Rambam says that they do not have sanctity, means they do not have the sanctity of the use of something which is subservient or subsidiary to a Sefer Torah, but they do have the sanctity of a synagogue. They still are synagogue objects. And this is the way it is in the Yerushalmi. The Kesef Mishnah responds to this, that the same explanation can be given within the words of the Rambam. Maimonides is simply quoting the words of the Gemara exactly. A halacha, hey, law number 5, umutar lahaniach Sefer Torah al gavi Sefer Torah. It is permitted to place one Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah. Ba'im sarach leiman, certainly it is permitted al gavi chumashim on top of a chumash. Umanichin ha chumashim al gavi nevim uksubim. We are also allowed to place a chumash on top of a book of the prophets and the nevim uksubim, or the writings, which are the post-prophetic period writings, are sometimes known as the hagiographer, as we explained a few lessons back. But the reverse, of course, does not hold true. You are not allowed to place a book of Nevi'im or a book of Ksuvim on top of a Chumash. Neither are you allowed to place a chumash on top of a Sefer Torah. You have to maintain the level of sanctity according to their position. V'chol kisvei hakodesh, and all sacred writings, afilu halachos v'agodos, even laws and even agadic material, also the zorkon, and you are not allowed to throw them out. Hakamian amulets, sheyesh b'hem inyonim shel kisvei kodesh, which contain within them matters of things which come from the holy writings. You are not allowed to enter the bathroom with them, unless they were covered with leather. Halacha Vav, law number 6. A person should not hold the Sefer Torah in his arm, and go and enter with it into a bathhouse, or to a bathroom, or to a cemetery. Even though the Sefer Torah is not in open parchment, but it's wrapped in its wrappings, and it's within its case, nonetheless he should not do it. He shouldn't read in it unless he moves away at least 4 cubits, about 6 feet, from a dead person, or and distance himself likewise from a bathhouse or a lavatory. And he should not hold the Sefer Torah when he is undressed. One is not permitted to sit on a bed upon which a Sefer Torah is lying. The Ravid adds here, if however the place was a tefach, a hand's breadth higher, and the Sefer Torah was lying on this raised portion of a hand's breadth higher, then you would be permitted to sit on a lower portion of the same bed. Halacha Zayin, law number 7, Bayis Shiyesh by Sefer Torah, a chamber, a room that has within it a Sefer Torah. Also, the Shamish Mitos, a boy, one is not allowed to participate in marital union in that chamber, in that room, Achi Yetzienu, until the Sefer Torah is taken out, removed from there, or unless he places it bekli into a vessel, into a container, and this container he places into another container, which is not specially designated for the Sefer Torah. But if the second container or box was specially assigned for that Sefer Torah, then even 10 boxes or 10 containers, one inside the other, are considered as one. Or unless you can build a partition or erect the partition 10 handbreadths high, about 40 inches, that is, in if you have no other chamber, no other room. But if you do have another room, also then you are not allowed to participate in marital union unless you have removed the Sefer Torah. Halacha Ches, law number 8. Kol Hatmeim, all those who are spiritually impure, Vafilo Nidos, even those who suffer from menstrual impurity, Vafilo Kuzi, or even those who are Samaritans and have that other kind of non-Jewish tumah, Mutalecha Sefer Torah, the Likas Boy, are allowed to hold the Sefer Torah and to read in it. Ain Divrei Torah becoming tumah, for the words of Torah are not capable of being defiled by impurity, of spiritual impurity. Provided, however, that the person's hands are not dirty or smeared with clay. But they should wash their hands, and afterwards they may touch it. Halacha test, law number 9. Kol haroya Sefer Torah, kishuhu mehalech, anyone who sees a Sefer Torah, when the Sefer Torah is being carried, is in a procession, is moving, Chayev lamed lefon miponav, as it comes towards him, he must stand before it. The yiyu akolim dim, and everyone should remain standing, until the person who is walking with it stops, when he reaches his place. Or, if it's in the street, for example, until it passes out of sight. Then you will be permitted to sit down. Halacha Yud, mitzvah liyached l'sefer Torah mokim, it is a mitzvah to assign a special place for a sefer Torah. Olachabdoy, and to honor it. Olahadroy, and to glorify it. Yoisimidai, more and yet more, in a most superior manner. Dvarim shebeluchas abris, heid hein shebechol sefer v'sefer. After all, the same words that were on the ten commandments, the two tablets of the covenant, they are exactly the same words that we find in each and every sefer Torah, which is an indication of the respect we should give it. A person should not spit in front of a sefer Torah, nor should he indecently expose himself in front of it. You shouldn't stretch out his feet in front of it. You shouldn't place it on his head to carry it like a burden. He shouldn't turn his back on a sefer Torah, unless the sefer Torah was at least 10 hand breadths, which is about 40 inches, higher than him, was on a higher level. Halacha Yudalof. This is the final halacha of the section. A person was journeying from one place to another, but sefer Torah imlo, and a sefer Torah was with him. You shouldn't place a sefer Torah into a sack. And place it on the sack on top of a donkey, and ride on the donkey. However, if he was afraid of thieves, mutter, it is permissible. If there is no fear, though, the proper way to carry it is to place it in his bosom, in his chest, facing his heart, and he rides on the animal and proceeds in this manner. Kol misha yoshev v'nei sefer Torah, anyone who sits in front of a sefer Torah, yoshev b'kovid rosh, should sit with earnestness and seriousness, b'eim of a fachad, with fear and awe. Shehu ha'ed ha'nemon, for the sefer Torah is the faithful witness, l'chol ba'ay olam, to all the inhabitants of the world. Shenehem, as it is said, b'ho yosham b'chol ha'ed. When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to take the sefer Torah, he says that it shall be for you as a witness. And you should honor it and respect it in accordance with his capability. The early sages declared, "Kol ha'machal v'satorah, anyone who profanes the Torah, gufay mechula lahabriyos, his body is profaned by the creatures, and all who respect the Torah, gufay mechubad lahabriyos, his body is honored by the creatures." And then the Rambam concludes, "Nigmaru hilchay sefer Torah barachami shemaya." The laws dealing with the sefer Torah are now finished with the help of the mercies of heaven. And this indeed brings us to a close of the Hilchos Sefer Torah. And the next laws which we will be learning will be the Hilchos Tzitzis, the laws pertaining to Tzitzis.